السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب، may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. May Allah ta'ala take great work of deen from you, Mufti sahab. Alhamdulillah, the platform is yours this morning.
وبركاته بارك الله فيكم ما سليم كريم آمين 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 to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today year in South Africa is the 30th of Safar 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah As-Saffat, and verses number 123 right up to 126. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in this particular chapter is informing us the incidents, the events and the episodes of the various prophets and messengers and the challenges they faced. In life you must face challenges. It is a test of a person's dedication, devotion, sincerity. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about Nabi Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam and says, وَإِنَّ إِلْيَاسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And verily Nabi Ilyas alayhi salatu salam, he was from the prophets and messengers. Ilyas, the name, the Nami, Ismigrami, is mentioned twice in the Noble Quran, and the meaning of it is a brave person. And if you look at biblical terms for you, the non-Muslims, then that is what you call Elijah, E-L-I-J-A-H. So that is how you will translate it in biblical terms. Wa inna Ilyas alamin al-mursaleen is from the prophets and messengers. What does this mean? That selected directly by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and no election. Today you can see what happens in various countries when elections take place. Most of the time it is on big fast. And remember, 30-40% of the people vote. 60%, 55% of the majority of the people didn't vote, but they'll tell you it's a democratic country. They will tell you they have human rights and so forth and so on. It's one big shame. You must remember this. And then you can see what circuses goes on, whether it's in America, whether in Europe, whether in South Africa and different parts of the world. And these personalities whom Almighty Allah selects, no election, this selection, they are the best of the best people. Almighty Allah protected them by divine protection from vices and sins. They are ma'asum, and by divine protection, and they have different ranks. The greatest for all times and all places and all situations is Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He was, he is, he will always be Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the leader of all the prophets and messengers alayhim salatu wasalam. Idh qala li qawmihi, remember when he addressed his people. Now where was he sent to? That obviously, now for this we have to go into the books of history and so forth. They say it was in a certain part of greater Palestine, historic Palestine. So in that area there he was selected to go. So therefore Palestine is so important. Majority of the prophets were born there, or they passed away there, or their mission and message was carried out in that part of the world. So إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, when he told his people, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, do you not fear? You are worshipping idols and you are leaving out Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who created the entire universe and these idols, and you, O human being, you are supposed to be the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation, and yet you go and relegate yourself to the worst of the worst, and you go worship the idols you made and you chalked up and you made up and so forth and fabricated. إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, remember when he told his people, أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, what do you not fear? أَتَدْعُونَ بَعَلًا, what are you worshipping? Baal. Baal was the name of the idol these people used to worship. How the Quraysh, the Mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers. In the time of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Makkah Mukarramah and surroundings, they would be worshipping Lat, Uzza, Manat, Hubal. Hubal was the biggest one in size. So this was what they meant, manufactured, what they fabricated themselves, and they used to venerate them and respect them and so forth. Atad'una ba'ala, what are you calling worshipping Baal, the idol? What are the rune, and you are leaving Ahsan al-Khaliqeen, the best of creators, and who? That is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Look at how He created this entire universe. The skies and not one pillar there. The precision and accuracy with your sunrise and sunset. Look at the raindrops and so forth. If you throw something down from a 50-story building and a 500-story building, you know the velocity, the speed will increase, and if Allah Ta'ala now sends the rain and the speed increase, we all will be dead. So, but Almighty Allah's fadl, His grace, His mercy, His benevolence, we look forward to the rain and we read, Allahumma sayyib al-nafi'a, O Almighty Allah, make the rain beneficial. And where there is no rain, always read, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, thrice. The hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read it even during the khutbah of Jumu'ah and Friday, the sermon. And who is Almighty Allah, the best of creators? There's nobody else who can create. Almighty Allah challenged the scientists, the professors, the doctors, and whoever else. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Never will they be able to create even a single fly. A small little fly they can't create. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. All the scientists, all the professors, all the doctors can come together for that purpose. Nor today, never ever will they be able to do so. Why? Regarding the soul, ensoulment must take place. They don't know what is the soul. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, regarding pilgrimage, and verse number 73. So Khaliq, creator, is only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. People say, we created this website, we created this, we created that. All that is majazan. All that is figuratively. Haqiqatan, in reality, it's only Almighty Allah, the Khaliq, the Creator. So He, Almighty Allah, is who? Ahsan al-Khaliqeen. Allah Rabbakum wa Rabb Aba'ibukum al-Awwaleen. He is your sustainer, Almighty Allah, and the sustainer of your forefathers who came and they gone and they perished and so forth. So therefore we must know, La khaliqa illa hu wa la malika illa hu. There is only one creator, and he's Him, Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Chapter 28, verse 88, the last verse, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everything will perish on the day of justice, but He, Almighty Allah, was, is, will always be, and He will will remain. Remember that he has no starting, no ending. Makhluk, creation, me, you, the entire creation, we have a starting and ending. One day death will overtake all of us. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. So we should be very, very clear on all these issues here. La malika illa hu. My house, my shop, my farm, my car, my machine, my, all that temporary, remember that. Only Almighty Allah is the real owner. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-earth. Wa lillahi mulku samawati wa al-earth. It belongs only to Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, the entire kingdom, the entire universe, the entire creation. We and you are just temporary users, but we fool ourselves. It is mine. But how long will you remain? How many empires came? How many millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires came? Where are they today? Their kusur is gone, their palaces are gone. And hum fil kubur, their kusur palaces. And where are they? Fil kubur, in their graves, being punished and so forth and so on. Majority of them. So that is the reality of life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in South Africa, 30th of Safar, 1446. Many countries, or most countries, today it's already the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1446. South Africa tonight will be the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal, Wednesday night. Thursday tomorrow will be 1st Rabi'ul Awwal. We sent out our calendar of Markaz Sahaba and the important that events that took place. Any one of you want that calendar with the events, just send me a message. Don't put long stories there. MashaAllah, I see with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, many people joining the groups. So my number, WhatsApp number, 071-888-1184. Just write calendar and we will send it to you. 071-888-1184. Today, Gaza genocide, day number 334. Or should I use the word of George Galloway? Way, it's a better word, the Holocaust of the Palestinians. That's a right word to use. So this is the Holocaust of the Palestinians. So look at it, you jutlas, haramis. Can you believe this? You, the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, you, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, wake up from your slumber. Three-quarters of Ummah to Khabe Ghaflat Meh, they don't even know what the hell is happening. You know, they just live in Alice in Wonderland, in Cuckoo Land, you understood? Come, I give you the true facts. I am speaking about Masjid Khalilur Rahman. I read Salat Day in 1989, my first visit to Palestine. Second time, 16 ulama were invited. We went, alhamdulillah, we read Salat Day. The entire mosque and masjid belongs to us. 15th Ramadan, it was a Saturday morning, and 1994. So just remember that date, Mid Ramadan, 1994 Ramadan, it was a Saturday morning. I was there in Newcastle. I still remember the incident vividly. So you see this Etimar Bengue, the war criminal and the super terrorist and the minister of security there, and his people are calling him a terrorist, and he runs away from his own people because he himself is a murderer. So nevertheless, his best friend was Baruch Goldstein. So you know Ramadan time, the masjid, the mosque are full to capacity. So the mosque is packed to capacity. Baruch Goldstein, the harami, the war criminal, the shaitan, enters the mosque, and the personnel, security, jutla police give him permission. With his Uzi, he shoots dead and murders and martyrs 29 people whilst they're in prayer. This is in our masjid, Masjid Khalilur Rahman, if you want the English term, the Mosque of the Patriarch. On when you just enter, you will find on the left-hand side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham, peace be upon him, is buried there. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Isaac, peace be upon him, is buried there. And then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, peace be upon him, is buried there, with their honorable wives and spouses. So now they got hold of him, killed him, dispatched him straight to hell. The jutlas, the settlers, and the real terrorists, the world is saying, built a big shrine and a mausoleum for him. And they said he was one of the greatest soldiers of Israel, and so forth and so on. Israeli style justice. This I'm giving you in chronological order. Israeli style justice, remember what they did after that incident? They made Tansif. Tansif, they partitioned the mosque. They took over half or 5/8 of the mosque, and half or 3/8 they gave to the Muslims and said, the front portion is yours and the back portion is ours. Imagine they stole and occupied our mosque. And now in this past week, they sealed it off and closed it. No Muslim, no Palestinian can enter. And these haramis, I sent it out to 10,000, 20,000 people yesterday. And mashallah, and it's gone viral. How the jutlas, the haramis, the terrorists, oulad of Iblis, the satanic children, entering our mosque and stealing everything from there. In full view of the world. But the Muslims are the terrorists, according to them, and the Zionist Western media will not show you that. That's it what Marcus Sahaba does. We don't curry favor with any person, with any jama'at, any organization, any family, any politician, or any government for that matter. We will name you, we will shame you, we will nail you, inshallah, with Allah's help. You tell me, are these people not terrorists? Are these people not the biggest crooks on earth? Are those people not haramis? Pakka haram. Armies and Pakka terrorists, we need to hang them. And all these Arab regimes, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, all these kings of Jordan and Bahrain and the Pharaoh Sisi, all Murtads and Haramis, remember that. Boot-licking America and boot-licking Israel. Shame on you, waylul lil Arab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that the day will come, the Arab world and their leaders will be in destruction, and we're seeing it front of our eyes. They will not speak against them. They're how you just read about Nabi Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam's people, atad'una Ba'ala. They were worshipping Baal, the idol. These people, they worship America, Israel, more than they worship Allah, shaitans. Israeli soldiers killed in Jenin. Just look at our Palestinians. The most intelligent people in this ummah are the Palestinians. You know the amount of restrictions, everything. Now the Haaretz newspaper carries the article and says that now the Palestinians are making homemade explosives. Can you believe that? Homemade explosives. How they do it? How Yahya Sinwar builds all the tunnels, the best tunnels in the world, but the Western world will never give him credit for that. So remember this. There the jutlas go there, they don't know where the hell they are, and then bang, you must remember, one more soldier gone, dispatched straight to hell. So now they're facing the music there in Jenin, and they are facing the music in Zulkarm and various other places and so forth. So very big problem for the Israelis, and they confess to that. We don't know what to do. So Israel wants to rule over Gaza forever. So this is Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza. So he is, you must remember, aim and objective. Who? This is Netanyahu. He shows the Israeli public a map, you see. And you know, as is to show the United Nations, Iran is building a nuclear. And then the whole world laughed at him. So now he's showing them, this is the whole of Israel. Only that small strip of Gaza is for the Palestinians. So they're stealing even the West Bank and everything else. So that is their dream. And the Muslims and the Palestinians who are there, they must live under Israeli rule and security. Well, all that is history now. We will put one bullet, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And nobody will change the status quo. Now, Yahya Sinwar is our leader. And I sent out a wonderful article yesterday when Yahya Sinwar tells the jutlas, dance. You see how they dance. What a stunt he pulled, man. Masterpiece. Yahya Sinwar, if I could meet you now, I should kiss your hand and forehead. He led the Israeli army, killed these 6 hostages. They dumb them, creating the perception. You must remember that Hamas killed them, and the whole Israeli population is livid, and they swearing and cursing them. They swearing, cursing Netanyahu and Be'etimar bin Gweh and Smotrich, and say, "You are killers, you are murderers, you have blood on your hand." What a master stroke he pulled. Yahya Sinwar, he knows Hebrew, he knows what he's doing. Allah grant him victory. Allah grant Hamas victory. If you don't support Hamas, according to me, you're a traitor. Remember that. So in this time and this age, protesters are livid with BB and the marches, and you must see what brutality the police are doing. They're using tear gas. They're using, you must remember, the water cannons, and the Israeli jutlas are not moving. They move from one place to another. So inshallah, the civil war has started in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Listen to this article in the Haaretz. These are all in the Haaretz. Hamas is not collapsing. It is Israel that is collapsing. Did you ever think in your lifetime you will read an article like that in a Jewish newspaper, left-wing newspaper? So that's what they wrote. Russia, Putin would love. Russia would love, if you know history, anything. So Putin, I like you. As long as you cause harm to America and its allies and so forth, we will support you. We make dua Allah give you Islam. So Russia kills 51 in Ukraine. You wanted war? Bring NATO right here to my neighbor. I'll give you such a thrashing. Then the poppers will dance. Remember that. You will see what will happen then. Well done. Whoever you kill there, wherever you do, we support you. We got no problem on that. Without US aid, Haaretz article. The Israelis say, without U.S. aid, no flight, you must remember, sorry, not fight, flight, fight, no fight will last after a few months. Meaning we, the Israelis, will not be able to fight even for a few months if there's no United States aid. So who is the biggest terrorist on earth? See, simple example that will resonate with you. You will see in every area, town, city, you have some dogs that are vicious dogs, bulldog, Alsatian, whatever. It just wants to bite the people, cause harm to the people. So will you really blame the dog, or will you blame the owner of the dog? So now you see Israel is the dog, or is the swine, is the pig, as Quran calls them. In chapter number 5, verse number 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. They are the swines, and Allah made them and monkeys. Literally, physically, no allegorical meaning and figurative meaning here. That are the apologetic people talking nonsense. So you must remember that, chapter 5, verse 60, these swines, these monkeys, so, and they ruled, and who is the handlers? America. So now, who are the biggest terrorists on earth? America. They are accomplice in this Holocaust. They are accomplice in this genocide. So that is what America does. And this is by their own admission. So the Dow Jones falls by 600 points yesterday. If you understand the financial market, the stock market, that's a terrible blow to America. Dow Jones falling by 600 points. Listen to what the American justice system did yesterday. Can you believe this? 6 Hamas members have been indicted by the USA and has been charged on terrorism. That is what they did. Can you believe that? Who is in that list? Ismail Haniyeh, our leader, a shaheed, sold out by the Kuffar Shias. They invited Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then they martyred him and murdered him, the Kuffar Shias, as mentioned in their own books, which are exposed to many a time. They invited our imam, our leader, Qaiduna, and they invited him, who? Ismail Haniyeh, who was a Hafiz, became shaheed, the same Kuffar Shias. So they are with the Jutlas and the Americans. Unless you're a fool, that is your fault. So you must remember this. So now these people indict Hamas, but they are the world's biggest terrorists. More than 50 countries they invaded after World War II, supporting Israel. Commit this genocide. This is America's and Israel's war, not against Hamas and Palestinians. It's their war against Islam and every Muslim. Unless you are a murtad or you're a munafiq and a traitor to Islam, then that is your problem. UAE, they woke up from their slumber. They arrested 57 Bangladeshis for protesting against Hasina. Now Hasina is kicked out and she's sitting there in Hindustan because she herself is half Hindu. So you must remember, now they say, okay, so let us curry favor with the new leaders there in Bangladesh, and now they pardon them as though they did a big favor or something. Durov, the founder and CEO of Telegram, is too free and too liberal for the Western purpose and Western liking. So therefore, they arrest him, then they must pay bail for millions, and that is what Lavrov said. Lavrov is the foreign minister of Russia. West Bank. Now the settlers are busy. They go there where the Bedouins are, Palestinians, where the Muslims are. They're living there for centuries. They will burn their cars, burn their trees, burn their fruits, burn their houses, do whatever they want to. And this is your Western-style democracy. You America, you should have. These are the people you should charge them with terrorism. Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, Benjamin Netanyahu, Setanyahu, and all these West Bank settlers again. Against Israeli law, against international law. Therefore we say, and they record my program, I'm very proud about that. Hey, Jutla, Jutli, Harami, record me more. I feel very happy. One settler, one Jutla, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So imagine they're setting up outposts there. They say we're going to get rid of all those Palestinians. I promise you, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz, in our lifetime, all these settlements will be kicked out and the Palestinians will be living there. Chapter 17, verse 7, that is what Quran teaches us. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ When the final promise of Almighty Allah comes, the Muslim army, not Arab army, Muslim army, there will be few Arabs there, but majority will be non-Arabs. Taliban and all of them, our Mujahideen. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ They will disfigure your faces, you Jutla and your Jews. وَلِيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa. Now it's under Israeli control. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا And they will crush your pride and your arrogance. All Uncle Sam's veto, nothing will help. Heavy rains in Makkah Mukarramah. These are all warnings to Murtad bin Satan and Shaitan. They don't play with the Sharia. We will punish you and Ahle Saud. Allahumma أهلك آل سعود كما أهلكت عاد وثمود. Listen to this, you Christians. You should hang your heads in shame. Ireland is very, very well known. We visited Ireland, Dublin, and then. So they have many, many seminaries there, Christian schools and what have you. But now they have found that majority of the teachers who are teaching in this, they have sexually abused the students. And you know, when a baby is born, now he develops, he grows. In the formative years, now they enroll them. So they're not even baligh and mature, but these so-called teachers are busy with them, sexually abusing them. Therefore, the Pope has to go to different parts of the world and apologize for pedophilia. That is your Christianity of today. Shame on you, remember, that you're a disgrace. The German government makes an app and they say that the Muslims are very dangerous people. Can you imagine, Germany? You are the people who, according to the world, you did the committed the genocide or the Holocaust against the Jutla. 6 million is a big lie. So let's go to 1 million or less. So you are guilty, but you want to come pass judgment on us, you haramis. The EU regrets that Putin, who has nothing happened to him when he went to Mongolia, you must remember that. So he went there and they spoke and nothing happened. So Putin is wanted by the ICC. They must lock him up and so forth and so on. Putin told them, go to hell. You can't touch me. That's why we like him. Corruption is making young Africans. Listen to this, we in South Africa. So this is for us and the whole Africa. Corruption is making the young Africans emigrate. They fed up with their countries. South Africa, Southern Africa, Central Africa, Eastern Africa, Western Africa. Wherever you go is corruption to the core. You go to Egypt, every second corner, bakshish, bakshish. So carrying on like beggars, you must remember. So that is, and South Africa is one of the leaders in that. ANC means African National Corruption. That will be their legacy. New Zealand, I visited thrice. Very nice country. But now they're increasing the tax for the tourists almost threefold, from $35 to $103 now. Can you imagine? So they say that this is to boost their tourism. How can you boost your tourism by charging them so much tax? Lulu, we like Lulu. Lulu is the leader of Brazil. He said this is a genocide going on there in Palestine. This is not a war. It's a genocide going on. One side are the soldiers armed to their teeth. On the other side are the women and children, and the people don't have arms, anything. But you want to call it a war? Cannot be. News from our beloved country, South Africa. 5 new universities to open in South Africa. I wonder what they're going to teach them. How to use more condoms, and how to more gays and lesbian, and how to do more corruption and so on. That's our legacy if you look at it. Ramaphosa is visiting China. He visited Shenzhen yesterday and so forth. I went to Shenzhen. One day we were there in China. So, in you know, from there. Then I read Zohar Salat in a masjid. I told that guy, take us. So there were about 20, 25 people Zohar time. So they looked at me from, where you come? I said, South Africa. One, two could speak English. I said, no, I speak on the radio and I do this and all. They were fast. They say, give us a talk. In China, you can't just give a talk like that. I said, you sure? They said, sure, you just speak. So I gave a talk there in that masjid. So how I just remember that name, Shenzhen. Anyway, Ramaphosa is there. You know why? Because we South Africans have to go, politicians, with cap in hand on a begging mission. You see that? So the question the Citizen newspaper asks, is the tripartite, you understand, crumbling? Meaning the ANC, the COSATU, and the SACP. So they're challenging the SACP. Why don't you go alone and fight the elections and so forth? So big problems that side there. Anyway, that's their problem. Let's we carry on. Our program for today, 8:30 to 9, will be Mufti Farhan Karani. 11 to 12, the Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be, inshallah, Al-Aziz, Tafsir of the Quran. Today is Wednesday. Between Zohar and Asr, make dua for Gaza, for Palestine, for the Daffatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, and make dua for the Ummah at large. May Almighty Allah Jalala protect us, protect our masajid, protect Masjid al-Aqsa and the Haramain Sharifain. Jima wa Salim Kareem.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Sahib, talaq given by text message or voice note accepted in Islam. 3 talaqs, no witness, no counseling, just the 2, husband and wife.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Once the husband utters the words of talaq, whether the wife is present or not, or he writes it out, or he sends it out nowadays on social media, whether you call it WhatsApp, whether you call it, you must remember, SMS, or whatever other gadget you have, and the husband did send it out, he confesses to that, so you must remember the talaq is valid. If he gave 1, it's 1. If he gave 2, it's 2. If he gave 3, it's 3. You, sister, no sense waiting for loopholes and all that, or some crooked Maulvi or some sheikh in Cape Town and here and there. According to all 4 schools, remember, your 3 talaqs are valid. Your marriage is finished now. You can't reconcile with him now. You can't remarry him now. You must be sitting in iddat. Move away from there. Both of you can't be living in the same house, in the same room now, and you can't reconcile. Totally haram it is. So you need to know all 3 talaqs are valid according to all 4 schools, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis and Hanafis.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for a boy and girl to chat over WhatsApp to get to know each other after their first meeting during the samosa run?
Mo Salim Kareem, I don't remember if you used to play cricket with us there in Pakistan against the Pakistanis. They used to give us a good hiding in cricket, but soccer time came, we used to give them a good thrashing, you know. But nevertheless, so we evened it up, you understood. So before the match starts, even in South Africa in the 60s, when we used to play cricket, we used to have a try ball. So you see, just bowl one ball there. So if you bowl me out, it's not out, it's just a try ball. So now the Western system is we must have a try ball. So let's tune a little bit, you see. So I'll meet you in the coffee shop, then we will exchange our cell numbers, then the guy will smooch a little bit, and then they say, no, let's just try one try ball. You see that? If you look at the African culture today, it's against their teaching. But how many times I ask them this question? I say, this child you got is your child. They say, yeah. I say, are you married? He said, no. So I asked it, why you made this child? He said, now I want to try whether this lady can give birth or not. So we call it tribal. So the Muslims want to go in that direction, tribal business. Quran Kareem states, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Absolutely haram it is. Once you have made khitbah, khitbah is now, I promise you, I will give you my daughter, Dumoa Salim Kareem's son, for example. So now we have promised. Then get them married. No tuning up business and all these things here. So all that haram, Quran says, do not even go near fornication and adultery. Innahu kana fahisha. It is something that is obscene, indecent, and remember, a major, major sin. So Almighty Allah has mentioned this clearly in the Noble Quran, chapter 17 and verse 32. Anything in life you want to study, look at the result and consequences. 50, 60 years ago, our parents got married, we got married. So I just saw my wife 2 minutes and then I told, tomorrow we perform nikah. Like that, you must remember. So it happened after 1 month or 6 weeks or whatever. So, but today they say we have to know better. But does knowing better what it led to? We just see in South Africa, in Zambia, and 90% of the Arab world, the divorce rate, talaq rate is spiraling out of control. So what good is this business of knowing better? The vital ingredient for a successful marriage is taqwa and true piety by both parties. And therefore, Mawlana Salim Kareem, mashallah, you read Quran Sharif, beautiful. So that you know how many nikahs you perform, and how many times you read that khutbah, ya ayyuhan nas. So the whole message is of taqwa and true piety. We have removed that and we want to now mimic the Western system and kuffar system, and therefore the marriages are turning out to be a failure. Absolutely haram to tune up and meet her alone and smooch her and all these things.
Mufti Sahib, is it compulsory to have one's nikah in a masjid, or can the nikah be held anywhere else?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, that if you are the ones who really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, then you must follow me immaculately. Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will forgive you your sins. It's a win-win situation. We have to become beloved of this person, that person. Leave the people, become the beloved of Allah Jalla Wala, become the beloved of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah forgives the sins. Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi, A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. Those of you, your sons, daughters, grandchildren getting married, send us the invite, the announcement. We won't come, but we will revive the sunnah. 10 o'clock to 10:30 Friday morning, Mona Zahid Khan has nikah program, and we announce it, mashallah. So send it to my number, I'll forward it to him, 071-888-1184, or send it to the tablet, Junaid Mota is there, and he will send it, inshallah. So 084-786-3132, and inshallah, that is how we revive it. A'linun nikah, waj'aluhu fil masajid, and perform it in the mosque. So it's not compulsory. It's not compulsory, but it is sunnah. And we must be very clear on that, you must remember. So therefore, we will not, I myself would not go to a hotel or civic center to perform nikah. You want me to perform? Then we will tell you, make it in the masjid.
Mufti Sahib, I'm very worried about my financial problem. What dua must I read to ease this problem? Please help. I'm very stressed.
Remember, my brother, you must be reading your 5 daily salat in the masjid as far as possible. Your sister must be reading your 5 daily salat at home on time. That wa'amur ahlaka bis-salati wastabir alayha la nas'aluka rizqa. Almighty Allah says, you must perform your salat. We not asking you for anything. Nahnu narzuquk. We will give you the risk and sustenance and provision. Allah connected our salat and 5 times prayer with the risk and sustenance. Quran says in chapter 65 verses 2 and 3, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. When you're in a tight corner, like you are saying, you are so worried, so then Allah will remove and take you out from your difficulty. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give you risk and sustenance from such avenues and places where you never expected and anticipated. So do the following, brother. Number one, 5 daily salat, be meticulous, particular about it. Number two, now, today, Wednesday, Mother Aisha Siddiqa said, start anything on a Wednesday, lot of barakah, go open maqasid hasana. So you start today, every day in your life, you read Asma'ullah al-Husna, and you must read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Allah, you are the best of givers, give me, Ya Fattahu, open the roads, remove the obstacles, impediments, and read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin, and inshallah, and give out some charity. You're in a financial jam, but give out charity. 1 rand, 50 cent, whatever, but daily, and Allah will give you much greater replacement and a ni'mal badal. So that is our advices to you, brother.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to lay down one's back on the bed and read Quran?
So if a person is now going to retire, you're going to sleep and so forth, Quran Kareem itself states, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا عَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. So the intelligent people are those who remember Almighty Allah standing, sitting, reclining. Last night I went to go sleep. So what I do? I read Surah Fatiha, I read Ayatul Kursi, I read the 4 Quls. Is this not Quran? It's all Quran. But you're reading it by memory, and you're not reading the Quran there and so forth, and you're reclining and you're on the verge of sleeping. So if you're doing it like that, it's totally permissible. There's no problem with that. But not you take the Quran and put your legs like that and so forth. That is showing disrespect to the Quran. Remember that. So we should know on which occasion what to do. Mokai shanasi, mardam shanasi. To whom are you speaking, and which occasion what should you do? Last question, Mona.
Mufti Sahib, I want to know the forearms of a female in sajda. Should it be flat down on the ground, or it must be slightly raised, Mufti Sahib?
There are 3 ahadith here quickly. Number one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli. Perform your salat as you saw me performing the salat. So we should learn the salat of Nabi alayhi salatu salam and imitate, emulate the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the best of our ability. 1. 2 hadith in Tirmidhi. All these are sahih, authentic ahadith. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تفتري ذراعيك ذراع الكلب. Do not go and put your arms and your forearms and so forth and stretch it out like a dog. I'm going now for Fajr Salat. If I just look around, how many times I rectified the people, but it's a habit. The men, remember, they will put their arms and their forearms on the ground in sujood. That's not permissible. It's a major sin.
learned that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must not believe, do actions like the dog. And here you're doing exactly like the dog. So for the man, it definitely not permissible according to all four schools. But what about the women? So this is the burning issue and big difference nowadays. The Salafis are characters, you know. So Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, he was a great scholar in hadith and that. But it don't mean we agree with everything. You must remember that. Yesterday I sent out one fatwa of his on my status and so forth. Sheikh Albani said these people who read Salat with their head open and that, so they are imitating the kafir non-Muslim culture, you see. So, and the reference and all that is there. I'll send it out to all the groups today, inshallah. So I met him also, alhamdulillah. So the point I'm making, so Sheikh Albani and the Salafi say the men's Salat and women's Salat is the same. We reject that totally. We don't agree with that. Imma Arba, four schools don't agree with that. So the hadith is mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra alam ra'atain tusalliyan. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed two ladies who were reading Salat. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam told them, فَإِذَا سَجَدْتُمَا فَدُمَّا بَعْضَ اللَّحْمِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. When you perform sajda, then let some portion of your body touch the land, touch the sand, touch the ground, you see. So the Hanafis only Hanafis, that even for the woman, that their forearms should be on the ground. But majority scholars say no. That, remember, she won't pick up a posterior and her, you understand, back portion, but that will be down a little bit compared to the man, and her arms and all that will be up because of the hadith in Tirmidhi. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.